Hello, this is Ethan Benatan, podcasting from the EDUCAUSE 2010 conference. I'm joined for a conversation today with Anna McFadden, Director of Academic Engagement and IT Governments for West Carolina University. Thanks for joining us, Anna.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you're in a newly created and brand new position, and I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about what the objective was of creating that and what your work is that's cut out for you now.
This particular position was actually a vacant position in IT that the CIO repurposed for the idea of having an academic voice in IT. And my role is to manage the governance process for decision making that has a lot of faculty involvement in deciding what projects we will work on and in what order. And my other role, and it's specifically designated in my job description, is a liaison to the Faculty Senate. On our campus, the Faculty Senate is a very important body, and actually saying that we will always have someone at the meeting, this will be someone who can answer questions about IT, and serve as a liaison is important. I think the other important thing to remember about that relationship is the importance of transparency. So that the IT budget is transparent to everyone on campus and decision-making is transparent. I would also say that data, we send a lot of data out for information, and we try as much as possible to tie that data to teaching and learning, helping people understand how the data we are sharing provides infrastructure for the campus to enable teaching and learning. And then finally, working across divisions, I come from a university and was the director of a teaching and learning center that dual reported to IT and academic affairs, so that faculty were able to come in and receive support for course design and then choosing the appropriate technology for that course design. So working across divisions is another way.
Oftentimes, the work of faculty is some of the most nimble work in the world, improvisational in a sense, reactive to what's going on, helping the students growing. But IT sometimes has a really hard time being nimble. So do you find yourself in the middle of that, and how does that work? How do you explain it? How do you help everything move in the right direction?
Most faculty see IT as something that is there and it just needs to work, and they have no understanding of what happens behind the scenes. And part of our governance process, which includes a lot of faculty representation and decision making and prioritization, is designed to build in that education component. The total cost of operation, if we stand up this server for your department, what is that going to cost? What is the total cost of operations? Is there something that we can outsource that might be more efficient? Things that faculty members don't normally think about. So I think, once again, part of the job is educating the campus on what is it that IT does? Why do they do what they do? What is it that's expected of them?
That's a terrific insight. And a lot of the time, some professor will find something or a student will find things out on the web and want to integrate them. It's a very complicated calculation because there are costs and risks as well as benefits, and it's a hard conversation to have. So how do you navigate that? How do you navigate that on a person-by-person basis? This whole idea of the cloud, where should we be working for the solutions there?
I'll give you a good example. I'm working with a math faculty member now who has found a new software for teaching calculus, and he wants to stand that up on a server that his department has permission to run. And anytime we have an application that's outside the learning management system, we look at it to see, will the learning management system do this, or is this indeed an extra that will provide a benefit to the teaching and learning mission? And indeed, this does, because the software he's looking at actually goes beyond what an LMS will do and will individualized, personalized problems in teaching calculus for his students, and he's done a pilot and shown that all of his students have 100 homework averages. Well, this is in line with the strategic mission of the university, so we need to find a way to support him to do that, being sure that we're in compliance with FERPA and other things. So there are cases where we don't need to go outside. We can support what a faculty member needs to do. But another example where we did need to go outside to do something that we had to explain to faculty was outsourcing Tier 1 support for the learning management system. We are a regional comprehensive university. We had prided ourselves on high touch, and our faculty had come to expect knowing the person they talked to when they called for help. And so when we outsourced our 24/7 support, we had to have a conversation about why we need to do this and how our staff will be able to provide you with better personalized service for training rather than working on the help desk. So it was a battle, and we think we're there now. We think we have convinced faculty, but with 25 online programs, we had to outsource our support.
That's a terrific example. Thank you for sharing that. Any parting thoughts for us about your new role and what we can all learn and aspire to in helping IT and academic affairs really communicate effectively and work really well together?
I would just say in conclusion, I come from a state that's facing a $3 billion shortfall next year, and we anticipate that this is going to affect our universities well into 2014. And it's a challenging time in higher education to have conversations about innovation and doing new and different things. However, perhaps IT's role is to look at what are some ways that we can be efficient and still be innovative. How can we cut costs yet still do things that support the teaching and learning mission of the university and help faculty understand that as we make these budget and prioritization decisions and they see all the total cost of information in front of them, what matters most? It'll be interesting to see how all that plays out.
So good strategic alignment. Thank you so much, Anna McFadden, for joining us today. Good luck with your new position.
Thank you so much.